This is Passport to Texas. You'll find fragile ecosystems called vernal pools on the summit of Enchanted Rock.
There's little formations, weathering pits that have formed over the years, and it'll collect rainwater in there, and there's little life forms that grow in there, fairy shrimp and other invertebrates, and their own little small ecosystem in there.
Doug Cochran is superintendent at Enchanted Rock State Natural Area in the Texas Hill Country.
A scientist was doing some tests on invertebrates, testing the different types of algae that were present in the water, and he noticed over the last 3 or 4 years that blue-green algae been increasing in these pools of water, and that's an indication of pollution.
Pollution that's caused unintentionally by visitors who bring their dogs to hike the summit with them and then interact with the vernal pools.
We see a lot of pets and humans going in these waters and wading through them, drinking out of them. The people don't drink out of them, but the pets do. And in some cases, they're doing things they're not supposed to be doing in there.
Animal waste that seeps into the pools raises the nitrogen level of the water and disrupts ecosystem stability. Tomorrow, learn of a new regulation intended to help nature regain her balance on Enchanted Rock. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.